I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's become the new hotspot for COVID-19 cases, now having the second most confirmed number of infections after the United States. But many suspect Russia's actual numbers to be much higher. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says most of the news about Russia has been filtered through the lens of Moscow and other large cities in the western part of the country.
Outside of Moscow, there was already regions where people lived in pretty difficult conditions. The healthcare is not quite as good as it is in Moscow. And so people were already in the middle of a difficult life, much more difficult than most that we have here. What we're trying to do is help the churches help these families that are suffering even more.
You can help support these churches through SGA's Christ Over COVID program. We'll point you in the right direction at our website. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, not all ministries are equipped to meet immediate relief needs. For example, Farms International excels in long-term development. Through interest-free loans, they help impoverished Christians work their way out of poverty. Farms' Scott Clifton says staying the course of development will allow their ministry to be effective in the long term.
We have the ability to see now fruit from seeds planted in years past. There's people who have been part of Farms programs around the world that they would be in a position to need relief right now if it wasn't for a Farms loan.
From there, Christian families that are financially established can reach others with gospel aid and love. Learn more at missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanga Badaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.